welcome to We're So Xmas. Again, you're hearing my voice first, which is never a great sign because that means Heather is still feeling under the weather. But the good news is today I'm not going to talk about 45 minutes of Star Wars. Instead, we're going to talk about a far shorter amount of episodes without my brother. But we have a delightful edition today. My favorite wife, and actually my only wife, Bright Mary Brooke. Say hello.
Merry Christmas.
That's not hello. That was Merry Christmas. But good try. A for effort, honey. Today, we're going to talk about a couple things. The first one is Candy Cane Shortage 2021, which probably actually sounds more dire than it is. I mean, I like a good candy cane. You like a good candy cane, right?
What will I stir my hot chocolate with?
A spoon. One of those spoons that are dipped in chocolate first.
Okay.
Okay. And you can put marshmallows in it and whipped cream, and it'll still be okay, even without... So this didn't occur to me. Brooke and I and our delightful son, Carter, who is not on this podcast because he rambles. He's a rambler. He just talks forever.
I wonder where he gets it from.
Shh. we're at Disney World over the weekend, and we bought what was called a... do you remember what it was called? Nachos.
Peppermint bark nachos.
Peppermint bark nachos, which was absolutely as delicious as it sounded like. It's ice cream with whipped cream on the top and then a couple pieces of peppermint bark stuffed in it. And you eat it with like waffle cone chips.
Yeah, but they were better than just waffle cones, though. They're like cinnamon flavored.
Delicious.
And, I don't know, they're really yummy. They were red and green. It was very festive.
But it didn't occur to me. She told us that they didn't have the M&Ms that were supposed to go in it, but they also didn't have the peppermint sprinkles.
Right.
So I wonder if this is why. Anyway... Just like nearly everything else in this world, people, they're out of everything. And one of those things is candy canes. So there's a shortage of candy canes. So if you don't have candy canes, go get them now.
I, on the other hand, I don't know that I actually have any right now, but growing up, we used to decorate the Christmas tree with some candy canes. So as long as you're okay with maybe, I mean, candy canes have got to have a pretty long shelf life.
They get weird and sticky, though.
Well, I mean, it might depend on where you live.
That's true. Here, they would get weird and sticky.
Yeah, but in Utah, they were okay.
Last forever.
Yeah, I mean, you could open up a candy cane that was from last year and eat it.
So what you're saying...
But sometimes they did. They accidentally got shoved in a box instead of eaten, and so you could munch on a candy cane while you finished decorating the tree the next year.
So what you're saying is in Utah, growing up, you had an emergency candy cane storage that might have got us through this terrible, terrible, terrible time.
When my mom was pregnant with me. I was born in June. My mom had a very serious craving for candy canes.
Dug them out.
And I don't know. I know that she really wanted one and that you could not buy one probably in June. So maybe that's why we store our candy canes. I don't know. Just in case. Maybe we really did have a candy cane emergency. Have you ever seen a pregnant woman who couldn't get what she wanted?
Brooke had a craving for tacos. So we always have tacos on hand. Just emergency tacos, just tucked away in different places around the house.
And strawberry smoothies.
Yeah, it was weird. the other thing that people can't get right now is apparently cream cheese. You've never had one. Junior's Cheesecake is phenomenal. We actually had them imported to my last work because my boss loved them. So like once a year on his birthday, they'd import Junior Cheesecakes from New Jersey or New York, yeah. somewhere back there. Mm-hmm. And it is literally the best cheesecake I've probably ever had.
I don't know if it originated in New York, but I mean, New York cheesecake's a thing.
Valid.
Perhaps, maybe that's why it's best.
Probably. Mm-hmm. But they're running out of cheesecake at such a rate that they actually had to stop production twice. Hey, that's my ring going off. It's very jolly here. My dog is probably going to bark pretty soon too. Mm-hmm. Kraft actually did a promotion over the weekend where they gave away, I want to say like 30,000 $25 coupons.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To folks saying they would not make cheesecake based desserts this holiday season. You had to fill out a form and then you'd get a $25 voucher. And you had to prove with a receipt that you bought the ingredients for specific other desserts that weren't cheesecake related. So
that crashed their websites.
Yeah, this is where we're at. But in addition to this, so like if you haven't done your holiday shopping yet, Brooke and I have not done our holiday like food shopping yet, and it's a problem.
It's gonna be a problem.
Like Publix right now, which is our local supermarket, is limiting the amount of sports drinks. So I don't know why that would be a Christmas thing. But I guess, like, you know, you're up making the turkey. You're, like, sweaty because it's the kitchen. You might need some Gatorade, I guess.
Replenish your
electrolytes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Half and half, bacon, toilet paper, disposable plates, vegetable oil, and cat food. So if you want your cat to be happy on Christmas, it's apparently only wet cat food, like cat food in cans.
Can you, like, replace? I don't know about cats. Well, can you give them tuna fish?
You're not supposed to, no. Oh. So get your cat food now while you can. But that's, it's, you know, it's looking to be a weird Christmas.
Good news is that we don't need any of those things.
Thank goodness. So. We need sports drinks.
Well, I we're probably okay.
Okay.
I mean, we use those at Disney World and,
you know. Yeah. So what are you going to talk about today, Brooke?
Mm-hmm. Well, in lieu of being, you know, really close to Christmas and last minute and not being done with your shopping, it's starting to get kind of hard to actually take the time to buy things and have it shipped, and things are getting kind of scarce. And we were in Target the other day. They do not have a lot of things left.
I will say I did 90% of Brooke shopping today, so there's still time. Don't let her convince you there's not.
But when you start to get desperate and it's people you don't know, you start to buy gift cards.
Yeah, big fan, really.
A lot of people like to receive gift cards. A lot of people don't, well, I assume there are probably a lot of people who also like to give them, but I know that there is a contingency of people who do not like to give gift cards. And I think from a perspective, especially a kid on Christmas, getting a gift card is probably more disappointing than getting a gift card on a birthday because the stores are closed.
Valid.
It's not like you can just go spend it. I mean, maybe you can if it's an online store, I suppose, but it's not fun. You don't open it. You don't play with it. You don't.
Wait, you could practice throwing it into a hat, maybe?
Perhaps. Anyways, but the internet is full of fabulous, amazing ideas for how one can wrap a gift card to make it more fun. My favorite one, and we did do this with Carter last year, not for a gift card, but we did buy him an Xbox. We were unable to get it in time. So we sent him on a big scavenger hunt through the house, and it ended up in a gift bag that was hidden, I think, in a closet or something.
Was fun. I kind of forgot about that until right now. That was cool.
And I did just find a helpful person on the internet who had made a treasure hunt kind of thing that you were able to print and download. We also gave him a gift card last year. I'm not really a big fan of gift cards, but he's in an age where that's kind of what kids want. Where we gave him a gift card for a video game. And so I put it at the end of one of those like traditional coupon gift books, the things you make when you're a little kid at school. Like,
one free dishing, washing the dishes.
And so at least it gave it something to wrap and some silly, you know, things he could trade for that day. But I really liked, and it would take, again, more preparation than this, but on the internet, you can purchase these puzzle boxes that you have to, you know, push certain buttons to get them to open to try to, so it would give them something to do in addition to the gift card. I also really liked, there was people take a mason jar and you hold it in the middle and put candy around it. It's very festive. It could be used like the Hershey Kisses that are wrapped for Christmas and things.
Alternatively, you could freeze it in colored water in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to wait for it to thaw to see what their gift card is. Depends on how much you like them.
Or
really.
You could give them a chisel and a hammer.
So
there is some really fun ways, though, that would take time. You could hide it in a puzzle as well, so that they had to, you know,
put it together.
But it also sounded like a something to shake up and have to, you know, it would make more noise than an envelope with a gift card in it. And I think it might bridge the gap of a gift card that somebody wants, but not the fun present that somebody wants to give.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first year that Brooke and I knew each other, it was probably 5 months before we started dating in high school, she very kindly gave me a Christmas gift, which I did not reciprocate. I'm a terrible, terrible person.
We weren't dating.
We were not dating. She was just very sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think the Boy Scouts at the time had a thing in our local mall where you could go and get a gift and then they would seal it inside a can, which was...
It wasn't a paint can. It was actually like a can. Like soup or something would come in.
Yeah, like you had to have a can opener
in
order to open it. And for whatever reason, like I don't know why my family wouldn't have a can opener. I don't know if our can opener broke or if it wouldn't open.
This can was too sturdy.
The can or what, but I literally actually did have to break into it with like, not a hammer and chisel, but I think I used like a screwdriver and a hammer to just like pry it apart.
You must have been very disappointed to open up and find there was just candy in there.
I was very excited to find out there was candy in it, and it was from a cute girl. Anyway, we'll be back again tomorrow.